Well, I have a holiday today. I get to meet with the youngsters. Nice. Well. Throughout our discussion, I'm sure we will get to know each other. The wisdom of Kabbalah talks about the creation of the world, the structure of reality, the plan according to which this reality exists as it comes from its beginning to its end to a state that has been defined in advance, and how we fit into this whole process, what happens with us, how we can influence our fate, our life, everything we go through, both individually to each of us and also collectively, like the people of Israel or all of humanity. Certainly here we need to take into consideration our lifetime, our short life, and how it's included in this whole process that we as humanity go through. Altogether, according to the process, it's not such a long process according to the universe or the world of Ein Sof, where there's no time and space and movement. There's different dimensions there. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us. And you're in which course? We have the first, the second, and the point of the heart from all the stages. We're learning here with Kabbalah La'am campus all over the country. So I don't know, did you learn the four phases? Some of them learned it and some of them not yet. Oh, okay. What we usually start the wisdom of Kabbalah with is the four phases, meaning how the upper light started to create reality as it influenced a very small will to receive and started to develop it. This desire developed through four stages called the four phases until it reaches its final form, the last form, the fourth form, Malchut, it's called. And the upper light influences this Malchut and leads it to identifying with himself. It wants that Malchut to come exactly to the state like the upper light, the Creator himself is in. And when this Bchina Dalet, this Malchut, the final form of development, is brought to that state like the upper light that created all those stages and it, that's called Gmar HaTikun, the end of correction. And everything is closed within that structure, which altogether is Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, four stages which emerge from the aspect of Shoresh, from the upper light, from the root. And when Pchina Dalet comes to the aspect of Shoresh and makes it similar to the Creator, meaning when it develops from its egotistical desire, the will to receive, to the desire of the light of the Creator, the desire to bestow, to love, that's considered that it's come to the end of correction. Along the way, there are many stages, steps, there's plenty to learn. We're talking about all of creation that includes inside of it all the worlds, of course our world, which is very small, and the worst of them all and the smallest of them all. But specifically because we're in it, we're in the final form of development in it, we have to rise to that degree of Shoresh, the quality of the upper light, to identify with the Creator. And it's written about this, that this structure of these five aspects is called Havaya. This structure is called Havaya. Havaya meaning, well, you know, these are the four letters, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and the Kotsoshel Yud, the tip of the Yud, is how we symbolize this development. It's written, I have not changed the Havaya, I have not changed my essence. And when everything comes in cascades and reaches to our world, to us, along the way it moves through a shattering, which you probably heard about the sin of the tree of knowledge, and how everything shattered. And then, from that, instead of having one creature, many creatures emerged. We. And the whole correction is by us. Is from us reconnecting between us to be as one man in one heart together. And when we come to that, it's called the end of correction. That's all our work. How do we do this? We do it according to that same style of the Havaya, of those four phases. Meaning altogether it's 10, because one of the aspects includes within it another 6. And altogether they are 10. And what we need, therefore, in our world is to take 10 people, connect them, so that they will be like one. And then when they make themselves, adapt themselves to be like the upper light in a connection that is very specific and very special between them, then according to as much as they get close to this aspect of concept of one in their connection between them, they attain the Creator, His quality. Therefore, the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about how to connect people between them. And this is why it's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, and from the connection between us, when we attain this connection, we discover the Creator. And that's basically the whole thing. That's why we usually learn in tens. It's called a minyan. And the main thing when we study is to long to be together. At first, people who come to the wisdom of Kabbalah learn to know. We need to know many things. There are many details. But then, in order to move from these details to attainment, not wisdom, where I know I learned something, but that I attain something, because the world is concealed, the spiritual world. Everything we talk about, the soul, the Creator, that's all concealed. We can only reveal Him according to what we call equivalence of form, as much as we become similar to Him. Just like in our world, as I have a radio receiver or phones like each of you have, then according to the equivalence of those waves, I can perceive or grasp a certain wave. And I hear it, or maybe the waves of the phone that I can grasp that frequency. So meaning there's an equivalence between the instrument and the device that's up there somewhere. And in the same law, it's called the law of equivalence of form. That's between us and the Creator, the same law. Where if I create inside of me the same quality or attribute like the Creator, to the extent in which that quality is already in me, I feel Him. And as much as I connect with 9 other friends, according to that, I feel Him more and more and more. My ego is divided to 125 parts. 5 times 5 times 5. Therefore, I attain the Creator in 125 degrees. This opens before me, or it's more correct to say in me already, because I perceive Him. I'm like an instrument that receives this quality. More correctly, I stabilize the quality of bestowal, this quality of connection, the quality of love with my nine parts, my nine people, friends, and to the extent in which I've managed to establish that quality in me, I start to reveal the revelation of the Creator and the upper world. And it comes in the form in which we feel this world, in a way that I feel it, that I sense it, that I truly am in it. This is my life. I feel in it the eternality of nature, and I myself become eternal. I feel the whole process we have to go through, and all the creatures in all the worlds. In all the worlds, there are also the forms of still vegetative and animal and the speaking. And that's how I go and advance. Therefore, the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about knowledge that anyone can read and learn, each according to as much as he's capable or wants, and how much he has a deficiency for that. But to attain, for that we need to be in connection between us, to organize ourselves in tens, men, women. It's preferable men and women apart so that there won't be any disturbances, and advance that way from the through the connection between us, such that definitely everything is before us. We are already in such a period of time in what we call the last generation, where all the people in the world already are ready with what we, as we call it, in permission from above, that the upper light developed us, concluded its development of us, and now it depends on how much we will try to connect between us and come to the force of bestowal, connection, love, and then in that, according to the law of equivalence of form, perceive, receive the upper world and the Creator. That's the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not simple to implement it, because we need here the agreement of the friends. Together, one will help his friend. It needs to be so. But that's actually the method according to which all the Kabbalists have gone throughout all the generations. We see this from all the days, from Adam HaRishon, through Abraham, through Moses, and so on, through Rabbi Shimon, and so on. All of them, whoever wants to reveal the upper force, the his Creator, then only in such a way needed to do. Therefore, we need in such a way to try to come to the study and advance this way until the Creator is revealed between us. Actually, we can attain this. It all depends only on us. From above, the conditions exist already, because the ladder of degrees is already graduated according to those degrees of coarseness, the ego we have, the external conditions, the internal conditions. It's all measured very precisely, from above down. And with the same degrees, we rise above the ladder, above on those same degrees. But it's upon us now. a very clear method. It's constructed, it's written, and we are constantly, every morning here, are trying, especially in the morning lessons, to open it more and more before the whole world. Are there any questions about this? Please. If not, we'll go according to what's written here for me. I don't know. Whatever you want. Please.
My name is Shmuel. I'm from the Point of the Heart in Rishon LeZion, and our great instructors are Uri and Meir. My question is, because we know that the people of Israel are usually only in times of distress and war that unite, and afterwards it all returns to be as usual in the corporeal manner, can we maybe concentrate youth and start giving them the values of the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Why would the youth and not with people like you? Sorry for saying it that way.
I think if we take a young generation, let's say after Bar Mitzvah, that's after 13, that they're considered, they already have some wisdom, so we can close on the gap for the future and get that quality in bridging the gap. That's what I think.
The wisdom of Kabbalah does not limit anyone. It doesn't limit. We're in a special generation called the last generation because we need to reach the correction already, even though this correction can take years. But we're in a period of time where it's permitted to study, for everyone to study, and Kabbalists wrote about this, of all the last generations. From the 15th century, more correctly in the 16th century, since the times of the Ari and onwards, where the method of the Ari, the Kabbalah of the Ari, was revealed, the wisdom of Kabbalah was revealed of the end of correction. And therefore it's written since that point that there are no limitations whatsoever on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Therefore we open it to everyone. The question is, who needs it? Who wants it? Who's willing? I have yet to see that the youth is running towards our different activities. I'm sorry to say that I don't see here too many young people here. Kind of an average.
I can just add another sense that we see that we are our average. We have an average age here. I came here 3 years ago by a friend that he got this letter and he dragged me in here, and bless him. I think that if this reaches...
Sir, I don't know what way it needs to come. First of all, at age 13, I'm not allowed to come to a child. In my eyes, he's a child. Until 18, he's not independent. I'm sorry, with the wisdom of God, to come to him. He's under the supervision of his parents or the education department, and I'm not associated with this or that. Therefore, we simply advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone. Whoever wants, yes. Whoever doesn't, no. Another question is, if they have come at the ages of 13, 14, what will we do with them? The authority to receive them and teach them? It's not simple. Let's not continue that, but it's not simple. You understand that for sure. Please.
If there's more questions, so you can just lift your hand and we're going to pass microphones. Hello, my name is Diana. I have a problem with my ego. And my small question...
All together?
I just want to understand my ego.
Oh, to understand. Not with the ego himself, but to understand it.
We have to understand. I don't understand what it is yet. In this world, right now, are there people that don't have ego, that they're already altruists.
There's no person that doesn't have ego, and God forbid if there's such a person, he wouldn't be a person. Just understand that an ego is a necessary thing to be inside man, and we don't work on it in order to erase it.
To restrict.
No. To use it correctly.
To use the ego?
Yes, of course. To make it the good inclination. We need to invert it to the good inclination. We have to use the ego. If, God forbid, there's a child in the family who doesn't want anything, hey, he's like that. Well, what can come out of him? If there's a child with a strong desire, cruel, he grasps and he wants everything, from him you can get some kind of benefit. Of course, with the proper education. Meaning ego is, first of all, the engine. It's the energy. It's the drive, that inner drive that gives us a way to succeed in life. To the good or to the bad, God forbid, but it's necessary.
Let's say somebody only does good things, doesn't do any bad.
Then we need to check, what is those good things?
How to check, how to know that I'm doing something?
That's why we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, because if I ask each and everyone, everyone's going to say, me? I'm the best, you hear what he's saying, right? Me? I will do something bad to someone? There's no one who loves people like me. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Ask the parliament people how they're talking. It's really, they're really angels that are sitting there. Meaning, first of all, we need to recognize our nature. That's the first stage. And we get to know it all the time throughout the 125 degrees. When we start to work in the wisdom of Kabbalah upon ourselves in order to be revealed to the Creator and accordingly to reveal Him. So first of all, we reveal our ego itself even stronger, and then we feel very bad. I'm fed up with the whole world. I can't look at it. I'm falling into despair. You know those things a little. Yeah. Wonderful. So there's someone to talk to. And then we correct it in the group, in the ten, in the study, through the reforming light, and then I basically grow the right line. And then between those two, the right and the left, the good and the evil, I start to attain the more advanced, progressed reality, more and more and more, until later, after some time, I start to discover the spiritual reality. The entrance into the spiritual reality is called Ibul, conception, like with us. For a new life, first you have to enter conception, and then to be born, and then suckling, and then adulthood, maturity. And that's how we go through those three stages, also in attainment of the Creator.
What does it mean to use the ego correctly?
To know how to use it correctly. How to use it correctly in order to attain the Creator.
How can I know?
That's what the whole wisdom is. Continue with us, and you'll learn. No, really. You see how she asks. You're not asking about yourself. Yeah, 13-year-olds, let them learn, let them do. She asked about herself. No, I don't have much time. That's also an example of the ego. Yes. Please, microphone, please.
Ephraim. I'm Ephraim
from Cholon.
Hello, Ephraim.
My question is about those spiritual degrees that a person ascends in a sense. We know, like, that your whole life, are studying Kabbalah.
Well, not all my lifetime. From age 29, 30.
I want to know, what degrees are you in now?
יש כאן בעיה.
There's a problem here. In truth, to say is forbidden. Forbidden, also to lie is forbidden. What would you recommend for me to do?
אני נמצא בהשגה.
מה הרגשה שלך?
הרגשה.
I'm in attainment.
What is your feeling?
My feeling is that the world is wonderful and the Creator is filling it. That's my feeling. And I want for you to feel that really all of reality is filled with the force of good that fills like a pink cloud, and you're in it like inside a mother. I don't even know how to say it. It's truly like that.
And how to be like him?
That is something you need to attain with the friends inside the ten, inside that minyan. Minyan is considered that we are 10 that are connecting as one, and from all of that 10 we build the pillar of prayer. As within this pillar, in the middle, in that 10 we are filling it with our man, meaning our prayer, our deficiency to the Creator. And then exactly in that pipe from above down, we receive from it the force.
I'm interested, whoever studies, does he have to study, does he have to keep the Shabbat?
It's best to observe everything, but for the time being, it's not a must. Because we're in a times where the wisdom of Kabbalah is opening up to everyone, and as Kabbalists write, there are no limitations to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And then each can feel whether it's suitable to him to also observe the corporeal commandments as well. There are those that do and those that don't. These complement those. Just like in spirituality, there are those who observe spiritual commandments, meaning correct themselves according to the Creator, and through them the upper light is drawn to all the rest of humanity. And there are those that don't do that. That's how it is also in corporeality. There are those who feel themselves, and they feel a tendency for observing those corporeal commandments. We have an open organization for everyone. You want, please. You don't want, please. And soon it'll be a Shabbat. We're going to have the prayers. We're going to have the whole thing. We do everything here that we can, but whoever wants and whoever doesn't, we do not obligate anyone.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Ken Bird.
Hello, Rav. I'm Helen from Jerusalem, from the point in the heart. I'm interested to know, in the spiritual advancement, when I try and do whatever I get, if I truly advance correctly, what's my indication to know that I'm really advancing correctly? And is there any direct feedback from the corporeal world? Because I don't have any way to understand that I'm doing it correctly when I'm trying to advance. So the corporeal feedback, is it like direct? Is it?
Yes, but not so certain that you can already feel that response.
So what's my indication? So first it's the conditions that we have to do between us and the 10 to keep that connection. So the Creator is revealed there. So what are those conditions that we need to keep there? In what way should the connection be, that connection between us, that I lower myself towards others? Do I raise myself towards others? Do I connect this way or that way? When we act together to awaken the others, that I'll like draw them in so they're bigger. There's a lot Well, Alman, like 20, we count about 20 conditions, that if we keep all of them more or less, we can establish between us this net of connections between us that is the vessel of our soul, or the Shekhinah. It's still not in practice, but we keep that and do it more and more in advance to implement it.
So actually in the stage that I'm in, what I'm supposed to do is just try in the group and continue, or is there no certain indication that I can understand that I'm operating correctly?
You have to check yourself according to these conditions.
Of the group?
Those 20 conditions.
Where do I find that?
How I bestow to them, and how do they do to my feeling react upon me? Yes.
Thank you very much.
Wait, soon we'll go there.
Hello from Ashkelon in the beginning of the Point of the Heart, and I have a question. We are also today and doing the studies, we repeat and understand the importance of the group. And I have a question. We have additional books like Shamati, for example. Is there an importance of self-study at home in parallel to coming to the group? We come once a week.
What do you learn from what books? Which?
Rabash, but they're very hard for understanding and for us at this point.
What are they called? Which books are they?
Bala Sulam?
The writings of Bala Sulam. That's what you're studying.
Yes, also. But it's difficult, you understand?
No, we're studying from that too. I'm still studying it for 40 years.
But my question is, at home, outside of the group, because we meet one time a week.
So why can't you read Shamati? What you said.
That's it, so I'm doing it at home. So I'm asking, is there any importance for me to do that when we're alone? Because there's an importance for the group all the time, we say.
All of the Bala Sulam writings that you feel that you have some kind of tendency towards. Except for that.
So also alone?
Psalms. Except for that, not only Bala Sulam and Rabash. There's a lot of writings that they were all written by Kabbalists. The sacred books. Sacred means a spiritual degree, creator. That they received it by attainment. So you can read it, you can check, you can. We have it in our archive, a lot of books. But Shamati is obviously very desired. It awakens the soul to correction.
Yes, because it's also more understood to us at this stage.
Soon you won't understand it.
A second before the next question, take a microphone. I just wanted to add to the lady that asked right now about the meeting once a week. Rav Lightman gives a lesson every day, 3 hours of a lesson that's divided into three parts usually. So you can, if you have time throughout the week, to connect to this lesson, but that you're connecting to the Rav and to the big group, not just yours, all over the country and all over the world, and you get a daily dose of the spirituality that came down to the world today. It connects you to the group at any time, any condition, any time. And it's like you're in a jumping board too. You can do that, not just Shamati. Please, next question.
Hello.
Just microphone tight to your mouth, please. Hello, Rav. I'm Shimon from Ashdod. I'm in the second semester. My question is, if we were already one soul, and
hold the microphone straight all the time.
It's okay. We're doing a correction in order to come to one whole soul.
Yes.
After the end of the correction, do we rise beyond that, or do we have to once again come back down?
As usual, two answers.
When you reach one soul, you reach a state that you don't care if you're up or down, because you reach the quality of bestowing love, and then you don't care any state that comes. It's always the best state for you, because from every state, whatever comes, you are in adhesion with the Creator. That's one thing. Second, it's written simply, you always ascend in sanctity and never go down. It's only ascents, no descents. Our world is the worst. We are in the lowest degree, because specifically from it, we can start ascending in freedom of choice, to be independent in our ascending. So we'll ascend and discover.
Thank you.
Why her? Okay, your point, they're pointing at her, so. Where are you? Yeah.
Hello, my name is Gila. I'm from the Point of the Heart in Tel Aviv. I want to ask, the reality under the understanding of there's no else besides them, it's wonderful when I get gifts. When rocks come and stop my advancement, both on my path and corporeally, it's very difficult for me to connect. I understand that there's no else besides him, but it's very hard for me to connect between my mind and my heart. And
right.
How do we do it then?
No.
So I'm asking, how do we do this? How do we create that connection? So on the level of understanding, it's clear, but I don't manage to understand it on the level of feeling it. There's still resistance, and maybe that's the path, and we need to...
And when you're successful in connecting yourself in mind and heart, and everything works out together, so everything's okay, right?
Of course, certainly.
Okay, good. So now I understand that this is how it's supposed to be. And before it was separate, and I didn't agree, and it was awful, and you didn't understand in mind and heart. And now it all worked out. It worked out and gave you an outburst and a good feeling and an understanding because it was separate. Specifically because of that.
It gave me a good sensation because it's easy to understand when you're getting gifts.
You advanced in your feeling and understanding specifically because you were all divided inside and you didn't want to and you didn't agree and you didn't want and you didn't feel good. From the darkness, you reach the light. So you have an awareness of the state you're in, and it'll always be like that. In all 125 degrees, I promise you,
that's where I want to go to.
You'll go through all the states, the best, but before that, you'll have the worst. I don't hide anything. That's our path. You can't otherwise. There'll be an evening and then a morning. That's one day. And it's always like that.
Thank you.
Please. If you don't want to ask, so we have what to study now. Yes. You asked already.
No.
Hi.
Hi, Alexandra from the first campus in Eilat.
Oh, Eilat.
Oh. I wanted to ask about the essence of my connection with the group, with my 10. Am I supposed to love them, to respect them? Are they supposed to interest me? What's supposed to happen? What's this connection? There was one soul, one structure, one desire. But that one desire can't understand, can't attain the Creator. It's this kind of like in this anemic way, like inanimate, like still. There are no feelings. The feelings, understandings, can come to a creature only from breakdown and connection, separation connection. That's from all the things that we engage in this world. Therefore, the shattering of the soul occurred, the shattering of this part that the Creator created, this one will to receive. into many pieces, millions, billions of parts. And what you want is those parts. There are parts in the still. Look how many rocks there are, for example, let's say in the whole universe. And then vegetation on earth. Animal. Speaking. People. And they're all in separation and thousands of different kinds and connecting and separating. The attainment of the Creator depends only on the mankind, and not only on people in general, but those who have an inclination and tendency for attaining the Creator, called Yashar Kel, direct to godliness. Therefore, they're called Israel, and they can implement this method of how to come to godliness. And the method is, like I said, it's only a connection between the different parts that were shattered, and we then need to connect between them with our own forces. By us learning along the way, on one hand we're discovering the disconnect, separation, hatred, and then upon that we discover love and connection. As it's written, love will cover all transgressions, and it can't happen any other way. And meaning a person cannot stand on the place of a connection through a commandment unless he failed it first. Meaning he hasn't failed it, tried and failed in attempting it before. Therefore, all our work practically needs to be implemented in the ten.
What does it mean practically? I'm supposed to look at the ten around me, and what do I love in them? And
you need to look at them and say, oh boy, how much I don't like them, I hate them, I don't care about them, what do I need them with, what do I have with them? But the Creator sorted it this way for me. He arranged it that way for me, that I am supposed to sit with them and to reach a connection because they are parts of my soul. Do you hear? The parts of my soul that I can, let's say, until 120, but after that, with this flesh, I'm separating from it. As beautiful and beloved it is, it ends. The soul is a godly part from above. It's eternal. And it is acquired through a connection with people that I don't want to connect with. And furthermore, moreover, the more you connect, you will have greater quarrels and greater disputes between you.
And that's the path. Thank you.
That's the method, that's the way, and that's the reason. That's not the reason. This is the measure of advancement. It's written in the Zohar that the students of Rabbi Shimon, who were all in the end of correction, before end of correction, when they were attaining the last degrees, it's written that they would come to the lesson. They were willing to kill each other, to burn each other. Yes, it's not so much so, right? No, not yet. Wonderful. That's good that you're saying not yet. It is revealed to the extent in which we can overcome it.
I'm Elisheva from campus of Tel Aviv.
Сколько людей в мире должны прийти к исправлению, чтобы мир изменился и войны исчезли?
How many people in the world need to reach correction for the world to change and the wars to be gone?
It's easiest to say that it's 600,000. But on the other hand, that won't cover all the corrections. but it's a number that describes the heads of correction, from which, from there onwards, all kinds of, let's say, rays of light will come down to the rest of the people, the rest of the souls, and thus they will extend and continue the correction. But 600,000 is the upper layer. Men, women, not important. How many do we have thus far? There's no one but you. Only you. How many do we have together? 600,000 minus one. Yes, yes. That's how a person needs to see it. I'm not laughing. I'm talking correctly here. That's how a person needs to say it. Okay? What? Did you say something?
Thank you. Thank you that the world is awakening thanks to you.
But you see, only women want to talk. Oh, please. A little mercy for the men, too.
Hello, I'm from Rehovot, first campus. What I understood till now, I'm like a beast that just wants to receive pleasure. How can I know that I'm starting to develop some kind of different thought of bestowal for not for pleasure?
Only inside the 10. Only in the 10, if you start to discover that you don't want to connect with them, do want to connect for what, why, where's the creator that will help me? In short, all the discernments, everything is inside the 10.
Meaning the less I want to connect.
That's how you do it. This will evoke more hatred in you that the Creator will put inside of you on purpose.
Thank you. Here, another man.
One more man. Will? In the back?
I'm Eli from Campus 2 in Haifa. You spoke in a negative way about the parliament members. And I know in Israel maybe, but why don't we go into politics and try to influence from above and increase your influence?
I, for the time being, don't see our movement as a political movement. It's in the people of Israel, let's say, they're a little bit in dispute. Should you or shouldn't you study? Is it mysticism? Is it Torah? What is it? Still, the general people don't scrutinize it in a way that it's clear to them that it's the heart of the nation and of the Torah, and that it's called the Torah of truth, and so on. It's not yet perceived amongst the people as that. We are basically the first generation who are permitting ourselves to talk this way on the TV and the radio and all the channels, but amongst the people it's not yet understood. I'll tell you, I don't want to say this in the name of what system, but we come to the biggest newspaper offices there. We talk there with the people who are actually in charge of the whole newspaper. We talk to them and we say, we are studying the Word of Kabbalah, but that's prohibited. People without a kippah, not Orthodox, they're 35, 30 years old. Or in the media, you know how much nonsense and crap there's over there? That's prohibited. It's kind of a natural response that comes out from them. When I saw several like that, and also from the people on the left and on the right, it doesn't matter from who, I don't see a drive to touch more than what we're doing. Still, the generation maybe needs to change. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk about it in 50 years from now. Yes. Please.
Hello, I'm Ariel from Campus 2 here in Petah Tikva. I see the Kabbalah as an organization that unites people with no differences, religion, gender. But I do see in the Facebook, your posts, there's a lot of observation on Jews, as even the last post was that Jews are responsible for the correction. And I'm trying to understand why. Why should be the separate ones? I don't like it as much. I just want to know that my friends that read this around the world can take part of it and say, hey, I'm not Jewish, so I can't be like you.
First of all, it's not correct. You understand that we have many people who are not Jewish, that are not from the people of Israel, but Jewish is also, and you probably know the history that we also, what are Jews? There's no nation of Jews. It's not a nationality. It's a part of Babylon that came out with Abraham, which is one of the Babylonian priests, and dragged behind him a group. And that group is called Israel, Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. And they're called Yehudi, Jew, from the word unity. And that's what, there are many other things. Therefore, they're Babylonians. Therefore, since there's nothing that unifies us, unites us, we're willing to disperse to all the directions that is not suitable to any nation. Therefore, it's written, there are 70 nations of the world, and there's a nation is not counted amongst the nations. It's not counted. It's not a nation. We are only according to the intention or spiritual purpose. That's what unites us. That's how we can call ourselves a nation. Also, a nation, according towards where we're advanced, not where we are, but where we're going to. Yashar El Israel, direct to the Creator. That's why and how we need to feel ourselves. I can't turn to any nation in the world and start to awaken them. Why are you not coming in connection? After all, the wisdom of Kabbalah calls to everyone. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't turn to them, first of all. But to the people of Israel, yes, because that group is the group that came out of Babylon. They're the same group that received care from Abraham. They came to the exile of Egypt. They came out of there and received the method of correction, the Torah. Through the Torah in the beginning of the desert, they divided into tens. That's what Moshe did. He divided them and taught them how to do. And then for 40 years, they came to a state in which they are ready to rise to the spiritual degree, not just till Bina, to half of the degree, but to the other half of the ladder, which is called the entrance into the land of Israel. All those reshimot, then we then lost them, but they're in us as shattered. Therefore, we are connected nevertheless with the light, and we can draw it. We have inner preparations for it that more than any other nation or any other person. There are many such people in the nations of the world, because in the exile we also intermixed. We gave them these reshimot. That's something we're going to have to learn how that's been done. But actually, first of all, we are the ones who are capable of the correction. That's why the Kabbalah is turning to us, and we're on the target of all the nations of the world who say that, hey, you're not okay, and all kinds of things. They're saying, you're not okay. Who's to blame? The Jews. And it's right. And the Jews are to blame for everything. Read the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. What is being told to us there? That every calamity and suffering and suffering and wars and everything bad that's in the world comes from the Jews. The introduction to the book of Zohar. Therefore, we are under this great pressure of all the nations, and therefore this anti-Semitism will continue and increase. And we need to understand that we deserve it coming because we're not hastening the correction.
And that we're doing it here in a closed place that doesn't really go out so much, and I'll say it otherwise. I don't feel that I can take out of myself what I'm studying here, just easily go with it outside. There's a big gap.
Yes.
And I do have this great desire that this will come out and just burst out. And I feel that we're keeping this place. Maybe it's from humbleness, maybe it's I'm not still part of the path, but it's a conflict that every day I'm dealing with.
Go a little bit deeper inside.
Yeah? That's part of it.
Yes. You're all invited. All of you.
Before the next question, I wanted to add on what the friend asks. First of all, if you have a desire to bring what you're feeling here onward to other people, so you can do it. We have, this week, we have introductory evenings to the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can bring people there. If you go to our website, there's a button you can push that invites whoever wants to take part in disseminating. And we do it all together. Nobody knows exactly what to do, but when we connect and we want, like you feel in the heart, to bring this treasure to other people, so there's ways to do it. People wanted to come and help, so we want to do better in everything in order to give it on. Go into the website, participating in dissemination, and people will contact you. And about what you asked and the Rav answered, these days we're finishing to edit a book that will explain this issue of the Jews and it's how it has to do with all of humanity. I hope that next month in our big Congress in the Ganat Aruchan, you're all invited on the 20, 21st, 22nd of February. Write it down. 20 to the 22nd of February. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We will have this connection with a lot of people from all over the world. You'll meet friends that are over 60 countries. You'll hear all the languages that weren't born Jewish, but in their inner tendency to this force of love, that's what they have. So there's a sea of love, and there you can also find the new book that Rav wrote. Next question, please. Hello, Rav. I'm Gabi from The Point in the Heart in Petach Tikva. I'm a long time in Kabbalah, and I've already asked you a question once. That I was in the cellar and you lifted me to the penthouse with a rocket. If I'm in a state that I feel that I'm scared and running from the wisdom of Kabbalah, so my question is, what am I afraid of? What am I running from? I don't have an answer for this.
If you can run away, run away.
That's your answer?
Yes.
I'm scared. I don't know what. There's something scaring me here, and I don't have an answer. I'm serious.
That's good. That's good. It's right. That's how it is. It's the opening for those who knock for repentance. If you want, they're not gonna. They'll let you in. If not, no. But to stand next to the opening and knock and leave and, you know, that's how your whole life will pass. Therefore, it's worthwhile to leave, and from afar to see how much it is worthwhile or not. Whether your life is worth what you're going back to and what you have there without the wisdom of Kabbalah. Can you live? I don't want to say as a beast, but, you know, that life. Nevertheless, without the inner feeling, why I'm living, for what, to justify life, you won't be able to. Unless you close your eyes and you pass day by day. Run.
Thank you. Sometimes it's worth it.
Sometimes it's worthwhile to do so. Not here or there, it's not good. If a person's stuck in the middle, it's not good. Well, what are we doing? Yes.
Hello, Rav. I'm from Second Campus in Haifa. My name is Saeed. I'm a Muslim. I wanted to ask what the... Thank you, really. My question is this. The Kabbalah emptied me a lot of stuff out and put new stuff in. This is my question. Will the Kabbalah continue the religions?
No, it started before the religions and does not belong to the religions. It talks about the general soul of all the souls of all humanity.
There's a lot of contradictions between Kabbalah and religion. I grew up on Islam and the Islam. So, I feel a lot of contradictions. What should I do with this? And if I tell you, Rav, what the Islam say about the rest of the religions, I don't think I'll come out of here alive. So,
I understand. That's how it is with all the religions who are talking about the others. Because it all stems from the ego and growing from the ego of men. That's how all the religions, that's why there's not much to look for there. We need to understand that the Creator is one, the upper force. If we're talking about the upper force or onwards, doesn't matter who or what you call it, it doesn't have a name at all. If we were to take the wisdom of Kabbalah, we see this. And the wisdom of Kabbalah is somewhat in all the religions, just like in Judaism, also in Sufism and Islam, and more also in Christianity, some much less. It's the internal part that they took from the wisdom of Kabbalah. But I don't connect any religion to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because it's impossible. The wisdom of Kabbalah turns to a person and says, you need to come to a state which is above your ego. You're connecting with everyone as one man in one heart. With everyone. For my home will be called a house of prayer for all the nations. That's how it's written. And all the nations shall flow unto him. Therefore, all the nations need to come to a state in which they will all come to one form, which is called Adam. Adam, a man who is similar to the Creator. That's what we need to reach. Therefore, how many people do we have from all the religions and faiths? I can tell you, I have met in South America with Indians and Aboriginals, and I'm not even talking about those, the Catholics and Protestants and all those kinds of religions that are here. We have from all the types. I never pay attention to who the person is according to his religion, because the wisdom of Kabbalah is completely disconnected from that. It's disconnected from it. Therefore, you can study the wisdom of Kabbalah and to understand the structure of the world and how people come to revelation of godliness, of Allah. It doesn't matter who or how you call it. He doesn't have a name. We give those names to him. And that's it. Another question, but this is a completely different question. There are states that we need to deal with in all kinds of things. How do we relate to it? How do we, let's say, I'll go to an extreme situation. Let's say in situations of death or happiness, how do we relate to those states, those situations?
We also relate to that above our life, above our ego, that there's none else besides him. You have to study the articles of Shamati. The book of Shamati, you heard about it, right?
I also studied the Bible, the Torah.
No. I'm speaking of a special book called Shamati. You ask them to show you. You study Hebrew, right? So, read that book, see how it will benefit you, and go in the straight line.
Thank you very much.
Good luck,
Rav. Thank you very much, Joel. I wanted to add to Rav's words, the Shamati book is also in the writings of Baal Zulam, but moreover, it's very worthwhile for each. We'll have like the pocket version of it. We have a little pocket version of the Shamati, and it's very worthwhile for you to have it in the car, in the office, at home, by the bed. That way you can always open something small and read, and it's really like a rocket direct to the heart. And so later, when we finish here and we go down, I hope we'll do a little book booth down there. Whoever doesn't have, take for yourself, little pocket version of Shamati. It's a must. Who's next? Miri, right there? Stand so we can see. Here, just like Miri has a small little one like that in your pocket, I see many already waving it. Thank God. It's truly spiritual nourishment for the way. Who's asking?
Yeah, the lady over there. Get up. No, the blonde. There. Yes. What you laugh at? She's not blonde? She's blonde. Sorry that I don't know your name, but...
Rav, I have a question that is going through my mind all the time.
Yeah.
How is it possible that the matter and spirit connect together?
If the matter gets the form of the spirit in order to bestow, to love, so it becomes as the spirit, not spirit, but as the spirit.
But there's two complete extremes.
Correct. It's called the law of equivalence of form.
And how do the four worlds of sanctity connect with the four worlds of impurity?
Same way, once against the other. They stand parallel. And who's in the middle? You. Yeah, humans. We're in the middle. We're part of this, and from the integration of them in us, we advance.
But we see that it's not so simple in this world.
So we have to make corrections. We have reached the state that only us, we are the first generation that have to start the correction.
A last thing that I wanted to ask. In order to come to the end of correction, there are two paths, the path of Torah and the path of suffering.
And path of suffering.
So how is it that all the other nations didn't get the Torah and mitzvot? So how can they come that way?
Everybody will need to keep Torah and mitzvot. But just now you have to understand what Torah and mitzvot is. Torah is the upper light that shines upon us. And the mitzvot are the corrections on our ego that we are correcting in order to bestow, in order to love. That is called a mitzvah.
The last thing, we came out of Egypt, right? The exodus from Egypt is Moses. So we came out of impurity, actually.
Yeah.
Because Egypt is the place of impurity.
Impurity, it's just the great ego. That's called impurity. And?
So how did Moses manage to take us out of such impurity?
He himself was an impurity. He was Pharaoh's son. He was a prince.
But he was sent by God. So how is that?
I don't understand.
He was sent to us from the Creator. He didn't come this way.
Correct. But he was raised in Pharaoh's house for 40 years. He was born. He was taken to Pharaoh's home. Batya, Pharaoh's daughter, raised him. He was like a child for her. He would sit on the lap of Pharaoh, receive all of the wisdom of Egypt. He was a prince till the age of 40. He was studying in the house of Pharaoh. You know what that is? To be like his son.
He was educated in a place that there's no sanctity.
And because of that, he reached correction and reached the degree of Moshe.
So what, was there a miracle here?
Why miracle? Each one of us has to do that. What do you think? That we're in a better degree? We just didn't discover it yet. As much as we are in hatred and impurity, and the Pharaoh is in control of us.
But we have better means than Moshe had. We have the Torah and mitzvot.
We have an egoistic desire, a big one. And it's divided into 613 parts that we have to correct. By the light that reforms, that is written, I've created the evil inclination. Those are the 613 bad desires, egoistic desires, and the Torah is a remedy. What does that mean? It's the light that reforms. Meaning, if we discover the 613 shattered desires one by one, so we can use the upper force called the Torah and correct them. That's called to keep the Torah and mitzvot.
Thank you very much, Rav. Before the next question, I just want to see whoever wants to deepen in understanding the story of the internality of what happens in Egypt. Today, Rav has a book called Avadim, Slaves. It's very much recommended for you to read it.
You know them, I don't know them. And it's women, I'm afraid to point at someone and...
Shalom, Rav Lightman.
Hello, Rav Lightman. I'm very inspired and excited to be here. I'm here from Ruti, from Jerusalem, First Campus. According to what I understood in the lessons, everything is directed from the Creator. So is there free choice or not? And when is the ability of our choice happening, if at all?
Obviously, if no freedom of choice, so who would we be? We're just particles of creation that are activated by an upper force without asking their asking about us, and that's it. No, we have a freedom of choice. We need to use it. The freedom of choice is that we are exactly implementing it in the group, in the 10, and nowhere else, no other situation. Do you have the freedom of choice? Not to discover and not to implement.
Meaning we are responsible to what happens to us?
In the tents, not in the regular life with everybody on the street. There it's just, we have to behave in a nice, normal way, like with any human. But the freedom of choice is only to draw the light that reforms and enter a nice, good connection with the 10, that is the implementation of the freedom of choice.
Right, but outside the framework of the 10 in the lessons?
There is no freedom of choice.
Meaning I'm managed by the Creator?
As a result, as much as you implement the freedom of choice in the 10, as a result, you have no freedom of choice outside of the 10.
Thank you very much. My name is Yona. I'm from the Point in the Heart in Jerusalem. The question that's bothering me is that we're a light to the nations, and if we're a light to the nations for 5,780 years, and every generation is light. Now we have the new Pharaoh, who's the Turkish one, and this one, the other one. I feel like we, as the people of Israel, need to be battling windmills. There's all this terrible thing with one leader and another. What's important for me is for us to connect between us. This is the people of Israel, and they've experienced 2-3 times this connection, and it's a wonderful thing. Why do I need to effort in order to make the whole world happy from this?
So that's a different question. You want to bring the people of Israel to connection, as it's written in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. There's the introduction to the book of Zohar in the writings of Baal HaSulam. Take the last two pages of that and see how he explains it, that it all depends on the connection of the people of Israel. If the people of Israel connect, the whole world connects. You won't have to fight anybody, not the Turkish, not the Persians, nobody. All of your war is here within the people of Israel to connect them.
I don't feel that as war. I feel that it's unity. That's what's good for me from that whole thing.
What's good?
For me to unite with my people here.
You feel the nations united?
What do I care about the other nations?
You can influence them only through connecting the people of Israel. Nothing but that, because everything that's in us, either more of a connection or more of a separation, it influences the whole world. And they feel it, the nations of the world. That's why they come to us and say, you're guilty, and they're right.
And we need to believe that?
You don't have to believe it. Study Kabbalah and see that it's like that exactly. We determine in the connection between us, whether good or bad, the relations between all the nations of the world, if it's good or bad. That's why they're coming to us and saying that you're guilty. Say, how can you explain anti-Semitism, that hatred? Where? How can you explain it?
That's something in the genes of everyone in the world.
Why?
I don't know. I can't explain it.
So I'm going to explain it. If according to your definition this is called love, I agree. But that's according to your definition. And according to what the Torah demands of the people of Israel, to be as one man and one heart, it's not exactly like that. Did you read the Torah? All the time?
All the time.
What is it written there? How we have to be connected.
Love thy friend as thyself.
Love thyself.
And it's written, and it should be in one's religion.
Mister, love thy friend as thyself. Implement that. If we won't, it'll only get worse, and more pressure from all of the nations will strengthen. It'll get stronger, and they will all be more and more against us. We need to stop counting who's for us or against us, and understand that we're guilty about the state. Only in the connection between us depends as much as they will be connected between them and in relation towards us, and the good relation towards us.
Okay, thank you.
It's written in many places. We have to explain it. Well, first the madam, then you.
No. Shalom, Kvod Rav. Ani Daniel, semester Alef, Ranana.
Hello, Rav. I'm Daniel from the first semester in Ranana. I wanted to ask a question about the 10. I understand the matter of the connection of the 10 and the need for the connection and its importance. But what I want to ask is whether it's something incidental that we connect to or something that we choose. Because I, for example, came to the campus in Ranana by chance completely, like my friends.
There is no instances. There's no by chance.
And the question is whether this is the 10 because that's where I came to, or it's something that we are supposed to search and decide and connect to a certain 10 that is maybe in another place, or...
I said there's no instances, there's no chance. You have to read that in the introduction to the book of Zohar or the article of the Freedom, that it's written that the Creator brings a person to the good fortune and says, take this for yourself. Wherever you are in our framework, you have to try and connect to whoever's there with you. And if they need to, they'll put you somewhere else. That's it. Implement your freedom of choice in the place you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I promised that man.
Hello, Rav. My name is Yaakov. I'm from the Ranana group. I wanted to ask a question about, I know that everything will be corrected when we correct ourselves, meaning if we come to self-connection, correction, we'll see the world is corrected. My question is, what do we do for the time being? For the time being, do we continue?
Every moment we continue to the correction.
But for the time being, do we continue to be cruel to animals? Are we permitted to eat them?
I don't know what to tell you.
Or artificially do something else? Or?
There's nothing written about that in the Torah. You have to use animals that are still vegetative and animate. You must use them, as is written in the Torah. Under that framework, you can use them in order to ascend with you, take those sparks that you scrutinize from them. That's got to be on the speaking degree.
And if it harms spiritually, what do I do?
Spiritually, let the Torah take care of it, and not your thoughts.
Okay, Rav, we're getting close to the end. I wanted to ask, maybe you could do a little summary to this meeting with your new students and the Kabbalah Lam campus. We have many other parts, but this part we have to conclude.
There's one lady there that I feel if she doesn't get the microphone, just keep it short.
Thank you. In short, I'm from the campus here in Petah Tikva. Only the fifth lesson. I'm not coming to ask a question because I have a big mess in my mind and questions. I'm going to share an experience, my experience. I was in the Jerusalem March and the team, your team, said, come to this. I don't know. There was a point and it was in the right time for me. And I came. And I go home with the book, with everything. I don't even sit down on my couch. And my husband says, you missed what was on the news just now. Don't ask what's going on in the world of Kabbalah. I ask him what's going on, and I'm hiding in the book before I go. I don't know what to experience here. He says to me, if you were to see what the false and lying, and they have a campus in Petah Tikva, and everything is closed, and it's like you can't get into it. And I said, oh, what am I doing right now? Okay, well, I'll just listen. I listened. I said, my opinion a little bit, and not anything. There's no incidents. But the book was revealed, and my husband said to me, oh, also you're going to Kabbalah. I said to him, to tell you the truth, although I'm not saying this to my brother as a religious Moroccan style, Kabbalah, it's not allowed, but I said, I'm going to go to a place that I'm going to dig and check, and I'm not going to share. Women usually are chatterboxes, and they share. I said, I'm going to leave it before me. And today I said to him, Ari, listen, last week there was a storm and a mess. I said, Ari, I have to go. I have a workshop there. I got mixed up on the date. Then I checked. I said, oh, it's this week. I got up this week. I said, I'm going. He says, check if you're not confused again on the date. I'm going. And he said, it's Shabbat. I said to him, don't worry. You go and buy the food. It'll be ready. I'm going to the lesson, to the workshop. So thank you very much for the experience. And when I saw you on the TV, and a little bit I connected, what is he talking? This, the arrows, the light from above down. Now I'm seeing such a wonderful, warm and friendly man. Thank you very much.
After this, I'm not letting anybody speak anymore. The summary is very simple. Very simple summary. You said yourself. There, the Moroccan brothers, the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's not allowed to. That's exactly it.
people from every direction just are trying to shut us down, close us down. Because I understand it. I know from myself that I was like that. Until 10 years ago, I used to live in Bnei Brak on the main street there. That was my apartment. And I raised my children through this, the religious, the Orthodox religious education. I know it all well, but we have no choice. We need to gradually reveal the method of salvation for the people of Israel, that love thy friend as thyself above everything. That is all the wisdom of Kabbalah. And to our sorrow, we don't see any part of this nation as much as they speak about it. We know what's happening in there. So there is hope that the wisdom of Kabbalah will connect between all the parts of this nation, and we will reach correction. And for now, we're reaching our meal.
Even before the meal, we have a few things before the meal. Immediately as we finish, we'll sing. After we sing a song to the end of the lecture with Rav, we're going to remain here to give out the certificates to you. And then right after that, we're going to get on to the meal. So now we're going to move to a song together. Please, song.
Adam Shemuli Mamash Kamoni Adam Shemuli Nirgash Kamoni Adam Shemuli Noshem Kamoni Acheni Yachol Acheni Yachol Leavdil Oto Mimeni Acheni Yachol Acheni Yachol Leavdil אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך